Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Kadampa Center annual New Year's Eve celebration. I'm Robbie Watkins. I'm going to be leading the program this evening. Unfortunately, Geshe Gelick cannot be here, but we can just assume he had no negative karma to purify for the past year, and we can rejoice in that. Okay, thank you. He'll be joining us in prayer from his home. So let me get a... How many have never been to this ceremony before? How many? A lot of people for the first time. Okay, that's great. How many people have never been to Kadampa Center before? Okay, that's great. See, make sure you have a copy of the text or somewhere where you can look on. Do we have enough for everyone? Okay, so some people have to share. And then especially make sure you have the little insert with the mantra on it. This is a traditional Tibetan New Year's Eve practice, and it's become a tradition at Kadampa Center over the past 20 years. It's a little bit different every year. For those of you who are new to Kadampa Center, we practice Buddhism in the Tibetan tradition. We look to His Holiness the Dalai Lama as our spiritual director, and to Lama Zopa Rinpoche, whose picture is to the right of the Dalai Lama. He's with the Dalai Lama in that picture. He's the director of the FPMT, the worldwide organization that we're part of. And then Geshe Gelick, was a fully qualified Tibetan Buddhist master, is our resident teacher. So we have the incredible opportunity to study here at Kadampa Center. And I'd encourage you to look at the bulletin board outside and look at the programs. We have a very full schedule of spiritual events, and there's really something for everyone, including children. We have a children's program on Sunday morning, so please do come back. Tonight is a night where we look back on the past year and acknowledge that we did a lot of great things this past year, but also we probably did some things that we regret. And this is a ceremony in which we mitigate or decrease the impact of those negative actions on our mind stream so that their effect in the future will be less disastrous or less harmful. But we also have to remember that we did a lot of good things during the past year. This is a good time to rejoice in those. And then I want to make a special announcement tonight. I know a lot of people who come here regularly know that we're in the middle of our annual fundraising campaign, and we had a challenge grant over the past 3 weeks to raise $25,000, which would be matched by a further, was it $10,000, Sandy? Yes. The match was $10,000. So we found out today that we did meet the challenge campaign, and we're at $100,000 on our annual fundraising campaign. So far we have 112 people who have contributed, which is the most ever. And the campaign is not over, because we have to get to at least $160,000 to make our budget for this coming year. But I'd like to give a special hand to everyone on the Financial Development Committee, especially Susan Potter, for all the hard work they've done, and we can rejoice in that. Okay. I'd like to talk a little bit about the practice, and then we'll go through it. It's quite short. Reading the practice here only takes about 10 minutes here in the Gompa. Then we'll go outside and stand around the fire pits. If you didn't bring your own supply of black sesame seeds, I saw some people with bags over their backs. They'd obviously had very interesting years, but if you didn't bring your own, there are little cups by the door, so take one of those. Take the mantra with you. And I think it's a good thing to take the text with you, because there's a dedication at the end that we'll read outside together. So carry this with you, but have the mantra visible so you can read that around the fire pit. This is a practice based on, there are a couple basic ideas. One is the idea of karma. that everything we think, everything we say, excuse me, everything we do makes an imprint on our mind stream that we will inevitably experience sometime in the future. So everything we think, even the smallest thought, everything we say, everything we do, makes an imprint that we will experience in the future. So if the thoughts are good, the things we say are kind, the actions we do are generous and patient, we experience happiness in the future. If our thoughts are angry, if our speech is harsh, if our actions are harmful to others, it makes imprints that will cause us to suffer in the future. So it sounds, that's the idea of karma, and this is not going to be a lecture on karma tonight, but that's the basic principle of the practice. Yes. Yeah, we get more people every year. So tonight is what's called a purification practice, in which we do a practice to weaken the strength of the negative imprints. The positive imprints were made, great. The more of them, we can look forward to experiencing their results. But the negative imprints, we regret that we've done them. We want to reduce their impact on our mind stream. And this is based on the underlying principle of emptiness. So you can see on the first page, after we do our prayers, we do a meditation on emptiness, which is the other basic principle that this practice is based on. The idea that things do not exist the way they appear to our somewhat deluded or crazed mind. That nothing is fixed, permanent, inherently existing. And the fact that everything is empty of permanent existence, even these karmic imprints on our mind stream, is what allows us to reduce their impact, to mitigate their impact. If we have a true understanding of emptiness, a deep realization, we can remove them from our mind stream completely. We can just get them off. Most of us are not at that stage, but we can lessen their strength by doing various purification practices, which is what we'll be doing tonight. So we start off by doing our refuge prayer. We take refuge in the Buddha, the historical figure, the Dharma, his teachings, and the Sangha, the other people who are practicing the path. We acknowledge that that's our source of strength. That's our source of refuge. So we'll read that prayer together three times. And then we'll read the bodhicitta prayer. Bodhicitta is the wish to become enlightened for the benefit of all living beings, not just to remove our own suffering, but so that we can be of benefit to everyone. Then we'll sit silently, and we won't sit silently. We'll sit and repeat this mantra, Om Vajramrita, and then we'll read the second mantra that purifies the idea that things exist permanently. Everything in this practice is impermanent, is empty of permanent existence. So we'll read that mantra. And we'll think a little bit about emptiness, about the emptiness of everything. Our past actions, our future actions, the way we exist, the way others exist, that things are not the way they appear to us, but they're much more fluid, changeable. They can be altered. So we'll meditate on that for a minute or two. Then we'll turn to the second page, and we'll establish the visualization. The fire, we imagine that the fire pit's outside. So we'll go through the visualization here and do it in our mind's eye, and then when we go outside, we can do the visualization again outside around the fire pit. So we'll see the fire is empty, and then in its place, what's said to be a wisdom fire appears, and the seed syllables, we're not going to go into that, and they transform into the wrathful deity Dorji Khadro. And we have this statue that's the representation of Dorji Kadro. He's an enlightened being, but he's an enlightened being with a wrathful aspect. Okay, he doesn't have an angry mind, but he appears wrathful. But he is enlightened. He's completely compassionate. He's completely wise. We imagine him in the statue. He's not depicted that way, but he's blue in color. He has one face, unlike some of the other images, two arms, two legs. He holds a bell in his left hand, and he holds a vajra, this symbol here, in his right hand. His hands are crossed at his chest. He has five skulls on this crown around his head. And his mouth is open, and he has four big fangs. You know, he didn't get good dental work when he was younger or something. And then he has a loincloth on. He has a big belly. His legs are forming a circle. A powerful, magnificent destroyer of all negativities and obscurations. And then there are various things that we'll imagine. But the important thing to remember is, though, that he has a wrathful experience. He's incredibly compassionate, and he is willing to take on our negativities. He is so compassionate that he will take our negative actions of body and speech and mind that we've done during the past year. He gladly takes them so that we don't have to experience the negative results of those actions. So then we'll go through, we'll make offerings to him. We'll read through this here in the room. We'll do a verse of praise. And then the visualization that we do outside around the fire pit gets a little bit complicated. But basically, there's various sorts of wind channels moving, and I'll read through that, and we'll do the visualization. And basically, what we imagine is that all our negative actions of body, speech, and mind during the past year assemble at the level of our heart, the wind is kind of moving, but they chase the syllable out from our heart level out through our nose, where it takes the form of a black scorpion. The black scorpion is absorbed into the seeds that are in our hand. So our negative actions are now in the seeds that are in our hand. And we take those and toss them into the fire. We visualize Dorji Kadro in the fire, and we visualize the seeds that are going into his mouth, and our negative actions of body, speech, and mind are purified. This is all something that we're imagining. This is our mind at work. There is not a real physical Dorji Kadro that's out in that fire. There is not a physical scorpion that's coming out of our mouth. This is using a practice that, if we do it sincerely, is lessening the imprints of those negative actions on our mind so that we will not experience the suffering in the future. It's a very classic purification practice. And then as we offer those, we'll do the, we'll say the offering mantra. Let's see. Yeah, it's a little bit different, which is on, we'll do the one that version that's on here. And we'll do that until everybody's gotten rid of all our negativities, and then we'll do the closing practices, which are on the last page there. So, you can either say Benza. Okay, technically you would get the transmission of the mantra from a qualified master, but Geshe Gelug's not here today. But we'll repeat it out loud three times just so that you're familiar with it. You may not be able to memorize it, but it's not that long. So take your sheet out around the fire with you, but you can probably memorize it after a couple repetitions. So just repeat after me. Om. Benza. Daka. Kaka Kai. Kai, Sarvar Papam, Dahana, Bakmi, Kuru, Soha, Om Benza Daka, Kaka Kai Kai, Sarvar Papam Dahana, Bhakmi. Kuru Soha. Om Benzadaka. Kaka Kai Kai. Sawar Papam Dahana. Bhakmi Kuru Soha. Okay, let's just practice saying it each at our own speed a couple times by going Om Benzadaka Kaka Kai Kai Sawar Papam Dahana Bhakmi Kuru Soha. So just practice it a little bit on your own right now out loud. Om Benzadaka Kaka Kai Kai Sawar Papam Dahana Bhakmi Kuru Soha. Om Benzadaka Kaka Kai Kai Sawar Papam Dahana Bhakmi Kuru Soha. Om Benzadaka, Kaka Kai Kai, Sawar Papadana, Bhakmi Kuru Soha. Om Benzadaka, Kaka Kai Kai, Sawar Papadana, Bhakmi Kuru Soha. Okay, so you get the feel. It has a little bit of a rhythm. You can say it at any speed, but you sit and say it as you toss the sesame seeds into the visualization of Dorji Kadro and his open mouth. Anybody who needs a small copy, raise your hand. Yeah, if you need. Okay. We have some over here, people who need it, yeah. Okay. Any general questions about the practice? Okay. Anything you want to add, Sarah? Okay. Okay, so let's recite the refuge and bodhicitta prayer together three times. I go for refuge until I'm enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my merit from giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I go for refuge until I'm enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my merit from giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I go for refuge until I'm enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the by my merit from giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. And now the bodhicitta prayer three times. Especially to benefit all mother sentient beings, I shall... Buddha... More quickly. For this reason, I shall make the Dorji Kadro burn offering, especially to benefit all mother sentient beings. Quickly and more quickly. For this reason, I shall make the Dorji Kadro burning offering, especially to benefit all mother sentient beings. I shall attain the fully accomplished stage of Buddhahood, quickly and more quickly. For this reason, I shall. Okay, and now we'll say together the mantra that purifies any hindrances for doing the practice as perfectly as possible, any mental or physical hindrances that would interfere with us doing this practice. Om Vajra Amrita Kundali Hana Hana Hum Pe. Just say that one time. And now we'll repeat the mantra. It helps remove the misconception that things exist permanently and inherently. The misconceptions that prevent us from seeing the emptiness of all phenomena, in particular from seeing the emptiness of the fire in the fire pit outside that we'll be standing around. Om Savoha Shuddha Saura Dharma Savoha Shuddha Hum. And now we'll do the visualization, and you can just listen as I read this out loud. So this is what we think when we're outside around the fire, but we can visualize the fire in front of us, so using our mind's ability to imagine. And that's really what we mean by visualization. The fire becomes void. That is, the wrong, ordinary view of fire as self-existent becomes empty. While you maintain this view of voidness, a blazing wisdom fire appears, and at the center are the seed syllable hum and a vajra. Um is a Tibetan letter. It's vaguely like an H. But you can just imagine a wisdom fire appears where the ordinary fire was. Wisdom referring to the ability to see reality directly. The Hum and Vajra transform into the wrathful deity Dorji Khadro. He is deep blue in color, has one face and two arms, and holds a Vajra and a bell. He exhibits the mudra of divine wisdom, and is with his hands crossed at his chest with his palms facing outwards. Wearing a crown of five skulls, he snarls into space, showing four great fangs. He is also adorned by a necklace of 50 bleeding heads and a scanty tiger skin loincloth. He is seated with his legs forming a circle, and his whole aspect is that of a powerful, magnificent destroyer of all negativities and obscurations. He has a white Om at his crown chakra, a red Ah at his throat chakra, and a blue Hum at his heart chakra. So just get real clear about the visualization. Don't be too obsessed with all the details if this is new to you, but just this image of the wrathful deity, mouth wide open, but incredibly compassionate. Not angry, not evil, but incredibly compassionate, wishing that others not suffer. And now we visualize that from the Hum at his heart, rays of light are admitted, inviting Dorji Khandro's transcendental wisdom and the initiating deities from their abode in absolute nature. So we imagine light rays going out from his heart in all directions throughout infinite space. And then we can say this four-syllable mantra together. Ja Hum Ba Ho. They merge and never part, becoming non-dual. Thus initiated by these deities, he is crowned by Akshobhya. And now we'll make offerings to Dorji Khadro, imagining that we're giving him all sorts of wonderful things, not because we worship him, but because he's so kind to take on our negativities and we want to say thank you. So we can read the offering mantra together. Om Vajra Daka Sapariwar Argam Padyam Pupe Dupe Aloke Gende Navida Shapta Praticha Hum Soha. And now we can praise Dorji Khadro and all the deities. To you, Vajra Akshobhya, great wisdom, the Vajra sphere, so very well. Your three Vajras of body, speech, and mind are the three mandalas. To you who has this knowledge, I prostrate. And then this is the actual visualization we'll do outside around the fire as we toss the sesame seeds in. So while seeing ourselves in ordinary human form, as we are, a black palm, a seed syllable representing all our negativities, appears at our heart. So this is what we imagine outside. At your navel, from a red Ram, a red fire mandala appears. And beneath your feet, a blue Yam, which transforms into a blue air mandala. So kind of complicated, but we imagine blackness at our heart representing negativities, and then red at our navel and blue at our feet. Light rays emanate from the palm at our heart, bringing forth all negativities and obscurations of our three doors, which refers to our body, speech, and mind, which appear as black rays and are absorbed into the palm. So we can imagine light rays going out from the blackness at our heart, filling our body, our head, and returning, bringing in all the negative actions that we've done during the past 12 months. Anything that we regret, not because the Buddha says they're bad, but because we know these will cause suffering in the future. We regret having done these because they will cause problems. So they bring the negativities back into the blackness at our heart. From below, a blue wind blows, and blue air rises up our legs, fanning the fire that blazes at our navel. So air comes up to the level of our navel, the red fire. Flaming rays of flame shoot up to the blackness at our heart and chase it up through our chest, our neck, through our head and out our nose. So blue air from our legs up to the red fire at our navel, flames of the fire go after the palm at our heart, and the blackness comes out through our nose in the form of a large black scorpion that is absorbed into the sesame seeds in our hands. We then offer those sesame seeds to Dorji Kadro, who gladly accepts them as we recite the mantra that we did earlier. Okay? And then as we do this, as if that's not enough, we're not already firing on all cylinders, we should thank all negativities and obscurations that I've created and all pledges that I've broken since beginningless samsaric lifetimes. That particularly refers to any vows that you've taken that you haven't kept purely. Shin Ting Kur Soha. All are completely purified. Okay, so if you're a practitioner, that's something especially you should be purifying tonight, any vows that you may have broken during the past 12 years. And then you can also, if that's not enough, you can imagine that you're also making offerings again as you do this, but I would concentrate on the mantra here. Okay? So that's the practice. Everybody can put their shoes and coats on. Get your sesame seeds. If you want to come up and look at Dorji Kadro, just help your visualization, you can do that briefly. But we'll be starting the practice up outside in just a minute or two.